So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a story to tell. Get ready and take a seat, it's story time. It's story time. It's story time.
Hello, boys and girls. Good morning. Happy Sunday. It is a very special day today. Do you guys know what day it is? That's right, today is Father's Day, and we're going to have lots of fun reading books about dads today. Our first book today is Just Like Dad by Gina and Mercer Mayer. This is a little critter book. When I grow up, I want to be just like my dad. I'll be able to hit the baseball right out of the park, just like Dad. Well, at least I'll be able to hit it. I'll have a big garden just like Dad. This is my garden. Maybe I'll remember to water it when I'm just like Dad. I'll have a great job just like Dad. I'll have a briefcase too, but I'll play video games on my computer all day long. When I grow up, I'll be able to drive a car just like Dad. Now he lets me sit on his lap and pretend to drive. I'll be a great cook, just like Dad. He cooks lots of eggs. I'll have my own money, just like Dad. My dad says he hopes I have a lot more. When I grow up, I'll be able to climb a ladder to wash the windows, just like Dad. I won't even fall. And I'll be able to build a fence, just like Dad. I'll know how to use a hammer and a screwdriver and everything. I'll be able to cut the grass with the tractor, just like Dad. He says he can't wait until I can do that. When I grow up, I'll be able to paint the shutters, just like Dad. And I won't even get yelled at when I make a mess. I'll be able to watch anything I want on TV, just like Dad. But I won't. I'll take showers instead of baths, just like my dad. When I'm just like him, I won't want to play with my tub toys anymore. Maybe. When I grow up, I'll be able to shave, just like Dad. I'll be really careful not to get cut. And I'll wear cologne, just like Dad. Then Mom will think I smell good, too. I'll be able to go grocery shopping, just like Dad. I'll buy anything I want. I won't even have to ask. And I'll eat a bowl of cereal every night before bed, just like Dad. Only I won't eat the kind he eats. When I grow up, I'll be handsome, just like Dad. He's the most handsome critter in the whole world. But most of all, I'll be a great dad, just like my dad. Then, when my little critters grow up, they'll want to be just like me. Next book is also a little critter book. It is called Just Me and My Dad. Went camping, just me and my dad. Dad drove the car because I'm too little. I picked the campsite, but someone was already living there, so I gave it back. There's a snake in that campsite. We found another campsite nearby. My dad was tired, so I pitched the tent. We made a campfire. I found the wood, and my dad lit the fire. I wanted to take my dad for a ride in our canoe, but I launched it too hard. We went fishing instead. My dad took a snapshot of the fish we caught. Then I cooked dinner for me and Dad. And there's a picture of him very grumpy because a bear came to their campsite and stole the fish that they were going to make for dinner. We had eggs. After dinner, I told my dad a ghost story. Boy, did he get scared. I gave my dad a big hug. That made him feel better. Then we went to bed. I stayed up with my dad and let him read a story to me. We slept in our tent all night long, just me and my dad.
It's song time. It's song time. It's song time. Today we have more songs from the best of the Lori Berkner Band. And the first one we're going to listen to is called 5 Days Old.
I'm sitting here, I'm 1 day old, and I'm sitting here, I'm 2 days old. I'm sitting here, I'm 3 days old, and I'm sitting here, I'm 4 days old. One day I'll be a year, then I'll be 2, then 3, then 4. But as for now, I'm sitting here, I'm 5 days old and no days more. I'm sitting here, I'm 1 day old, and I'm sitting here, I'm 2 days old. I'm sitting here, I'm 3 days old, and I'm sitting here, I'm 4 days old. One day I'll be a year, then I'll be 2, then 3, then 4. But as for now, I'm sitting here, I'm 5 days old and no days more. And I'm jumping up, I'm 1 day old, and I'm jumping up, I'm 2 days old. I'm jumping up, I'm 3 days old, and I'm jumping up, I'm 4 days old. One day I'll be a year, then I'll be 2, then 3, then 4. But as for now, I'm jumping up, I'm 5 days old and no days more. I'm clapping my hands, I'm 1 day old. I'm clapping my hands, I'm 2 days old. Clapping my hands, I'm 3 days old. I'm clapping my hands, I'm 4 days old. One day I'll be a year, then I'll be 2, then 3, then 4. But as for now, I'm clapping my hands, I'm 5 days old and no days more. And I'm kicking out my legs, I'm 1 day old. I'm kicking out my legs, I'm 2 days old. I'm kicking out my legs, I'm 3 days old. I'm kicking out my legs, I'm 4 days old. One day I'll be a year, then I'll be 2, then 3, then 4. But as for now, I'm kicking out my legs, I'm 5 days old and no days more. And I'm getting tired, I'm 1 day old. And I'm getting tired, I'm 2 days old. I'm getting tired, I'm 3 days old, and I'm getting tired, I'm 4 days old. One day I'll be a year, then I'll be 2, then 3, then 4. But as for now, I'm getting pretty tired, I'm 5 days old and no days more.
Two quick Father's Day funnies. What did baby corn say to mama corn? Where's popcorn? Get it? Pop, dad, popcorn. Okay, and the other one goes, what do you call your dad when he falls through the ice? A popsicle. Our next song from the Lori Berkner Band is called Pig on Her Head.
Lori's got a pig on her head. Lori's got a pig on her head. Lori's got a pig on her head. She keeps it there all day.
Oink, oink. Oink, oink.
My dad has got a cow on his head. My dad has got a cow on his head. My dad has got a cow on his head. He keeps it there all day.
What does it say?
Moo.
My mom has got a sheep on her head. My mom has got a sheep on her head. She keeps it there all day.
Hey, Mom, you got a sheep on your head.
My sister's got an alligator on her head. My sister's got an alligator on her head. My sister's got an alligator on her head. She keeps it there all day.
What does it say? Snap, 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 snap.
My brother's got an elephant on his head.
got his hair on his head. My cousin's got his hair on his head. My cousin's got his hair on his head. He keeps it there all day. And my dog has got a skunk on his head. My dog has got a skunk on his head. My dog has got a skunk on his head. And everybody ran away.
Oh, he's got a skunk on his head.
Our next book is Froggy's Day with Dad by Jonathan London. Froggy, called his mother.
What? Cried Froggy.
Rise and shine, said his mom. It's Father's Day. Hooray, cried Froggy. He hopped out of bed and flopped into the kitchen. Flop, flop, flop. He'd been waiting a long time for Father's Day to come. At school, he'd made a special present, and now he was making breakfast for Dad all by himself. He dropped an egg on his foot. Splat! Oops, said Froggy. Froggy, called his dad.
What?
What's that funny smell?
You'll see,
said Froggy. Then he served his dad breakfast in bed. Happy Father's Day, said Froggy. I made it all by my... Oops, it slipped. Splat!
Oh, Froggy, said his mom.
She scooped it up, and Froggy's dad took a bite.
Mmm,
thanks, Froggy, he said. The eggshells are nice and crunchy. I have another surprise for you, said Froggy after breakfast. We're going to play golf for Father's Day. It's your favorite game.
Now you're too little to play golf, said Dad.
But you're just the right size to play miniature golf.
Yippee, said Froggy. Let's go.
First you have to get dressed, silly.
Oops, said Froggy, and he flopped back to his room to get dressed.
Flop, flop, flop.
Zap, zip, zim. Zoop, zup, zat.
I'm ready, cried Froggy. And he and his dad leapfrogged all the way to the fun park. Flop, flop, flop.
First, cried Froggy, let's ride the bumper boats.
Okay, said his dad, then we'll play golf. Froggy sat on his dad's lap and helped steer.
Whip splash, oof.
They bumped another boat so hard that Froggy bounced into the air.
Whee!
Turned a somersault and landed upside down in the boat. Thump!
Let's go to the batting cage, cried Froggy.
Okay, said Dad. Then we'll play golf. Froggy put on a helmet, zat. Then he wound up and swung.
Oops! The bat flew out of his hand
and hit Dad right in the foot. Thunk!
Now can we play golf? Asked his dad.
Golf, said Froggy. Why didn't you say so?
Let's go.
So they flopped over to play miniature golf. Flop, flop, flop. At the first hole, Froggy wound up and started to swing.
Froggy! Yelled his dad.
What?
You're facing the wrong way.
Oops, cried Froggy. I knew that.
Froggy turned around, then he wound up and started to swing.
Wait, said his dad.
First, you have to address the ball.
Oh, said Froggy. Hello, ball.
No, his dad laughed. I mean, stand with your feet apart and place the head of the club behind the ball, then swing.
Froggy shrugged, then he wound up and swung.
Bam, bing, boing.
The ball bounced off three windmill blades and landed in the hole.
Hole in one, cried Froggy.
Holy cow, said Froggy's dad. That was beginner's luck.
No way, said Froggy. I'm a pro.
After his dad's turn, it took him 9 times to hit the ball in, and Froggy said, nice try, Dad. They flopped on to the next hole. Flop, flop, flop.
Now watch me, said Froggy. and he wound up and swung. Bam, bing, boing. The ball bounced off three towers and hit his dad smack in the head, boink, and knocked him down. Oops, cried Froggy, looking more red in the face than green. Thanks, Froggy, groaned his dad, and he rubbed a bump on his head the size of a golf ball. The rest of the game was fun, though, especially for Froggy. He dove into a pond beneath the waterfall, flop, flop, splash, and came up with 7 balls. And when they got home, Froggy gave his dad his special Father's Day gift. Happy Father's Day, Dad. His dad tore off the paper. Rip. Wow, a mug, he said. Yep, said Froggy. I painted the letters all by myself. It says, to the best dad I ever had. Thanks, Froggy, said his dad. This is the best gift I ever had. And the last song we're going to play today is I'm Not Perfect from the Lori Berkner Band.
I'm not perfect. No, I'm not. I'm not perfect, but I've got what I've got. I do my very best. I do my very best. I do my very best each day. But I'm not perfect, and I hope you like me that way.
We're not perfect. No, we're not. We're not perfect, but we've got what we've got. We do our very best. We do our very best. We do our very best each day.
But
we're not perfect, and we hope you will like it that way.
Last book about dads today is Clifford's Day with Dad by Norman Bridwell. Wee, I'm Emily Elizabeth, and I love to swing. My father often takes me to the park. My dog Clifford comes along too. Clifford has a father too, but his father lives far away in the country. Sometimes Clifford misses his dad. Last year, on my father's birthday, Clifford did something surprising. He ran off in the middle of my party. Clifford just wanted to see his dad. He ran as fast as he could. That's pretty fast. When Clifford got to the country, his dad came out to greet him. He was so happy to see Clifford again. Clifford's father still thinks of him as that little puppy he loved so much. He wanted to make sure that Clifford knew all the things that every dog should know. Every dog should know how to fetch. Clifford's dad showed him what to do when a kid throws a stick. Then Clifford tried it. A neighbor's dog joined the game. The other dog got to the stick first. But Clifford brought it back. Clifford's dad is a good digger. He showed Clifford how to dig a hole. Clifford wanted to make his dad proud of him. Clifford dug a hole. Clifford's dad thought it was a terrific hole, but the neighbors didn't like it. Clifford had to fill the hole up again. Next, Clifford's father showed him how to look through trash cans to find interesting stuff. Clifford had a better way. He dumped it all over the street, but the neighbors didn't like that. Clifford cleaned up the mess. Some kids were playing in a field nearby. Clifford's dad wanted to show Clifford how to catch a flying disc. That's like a frisbee. Clifford's dad couldn't catch it until Clifford helped him a little. Aw, he picked him up so he could reach. Just then, a motorcycle went roaring by. Clifford's dad doesn't like noisy motorcycles. He started to chase it. Clifford knew that was a bad idea. Someone could get hurt. Clifford raced ahead of the motorcycle. Suddenly, the motorcycle was climbing a steep hill. Clifford's dad caught up, but the hill was too steep for him to climb. He stopped to rest, and that hill that the motorcycle went up, that was Clifford's tail it was driving up. The big chase had a safe and happy ending. After all that running, Clifford's dad was tired, so Clifford gave him a ride home. It had been a very good visit. Clifford thought he had the world's best dad. Clifford's dad thought he had the world's best son. I think they were both right. The end. So, boys and girls, we do actually have time to read one more book, and this is going to be The Bernstein Bears, We Love Our Dad. Sister, brother, and Honey Bear loved their papa. They loved him very much. After all, he was always there for him. He baited their hooks when they went fishing. He threw them fly balls when they played catch. He was their sled puller on the way to the top of Dead Bear Hill. He carried them on his shoulders when they got tired, and rushed them to the doctor when they were hurt. He told them funny stories and corny jokes. He read to them at bedtime. He tucked them in and kissed them goodnight. Yes, the cubs certainly loved their Papa Bear, but sometimes they took him a bit for granted. After all, he was always there. They never even noticed some of the things he did, like working. Papa worked very hard. He worked in his shop all day making furniture. He worked fixing things up around the house. He worked doing chores like mowing the lawn or shoveling snow or taking out the trash. It's true that Papa enjoyed working, but he enjoyed getting credit for it sometimes too. One warm spring morning, not long after Mother's Day, the cubs were talking about what they would do for Father's Day. Mama was listening to them nearby. "Let's make Papa a big family album with pictures of us doing stuff with him," said Sister. "We just gave Mama an album like that for Mother's Day," said Brother. "Oh, yeah," said Sister. Honey Bear was looking out the window, watching Papa mowing the lawn. "Papa working," she said. "What's that, Honey?" asked Mama. "Papa working," said Honey, pointing. "Hmm," said Mama. Honey just had a good idea. "She did?" asked Brother and Sister. "Yes," said Mama. "Your Papa works very hard. It would be a nice gift if you cubs did his jobs for him on Father's Day and let him relax." Now that they thought about it, it was true. Papa did work all the time. He could use a rest. "Way to go, Honey Bear," said Sister and Brother, giving her high fives. The cubs decided to make gift certificates that Papa could cash in for the jobs they would do. All that day, they followed him around, spying on him. They checked off the jobs he did on a clipboard. "Carrying wood," said Sister. "Carrying wood, check," said Brother. "Check," said Honey. "Painting the garage," said Sister. "Painting the garage, check," said Brother. "Check," said Honey. "Replacing loose bark on treehouse," said Sister. "Replacing loose tree bark, check," said Brother. "Check," said Honey. The cubs followed Papa the next day, too. They didn't put furniture making on the list because they didn't know how to make furniture. but they did check off things like trimming the rose bushes, putting up fence rails, and cleaning out the basement. That evening, they made a gift certificate for each job. The gift certificates look like this. And they say things like, good for one job of washing the car, cleaning the workshop, planting the grass, mowing the lawn, taking out the trash. The Cubs couldn't wait for Father's Day to arrive so they could surprise him with his special gift. On Father's Day, the Cubs woke up bright and early. They waited until nearly 6 a.m. before running into Papa and Mama's room and jumping on the bed. Happy Father's Day, Papa, they yelled. Huh? What? Said Papa sleepily. Is it Father's Day? Of course it is, said the Cubs. Open your present. They gave him a big envelope. Papa thought it was a card. Why, thank you, he said. But when he opened it, the gift certificates spilled out. What's this? He asked. They're gift certificates you cash in for us to do your jobs, explained Brother. You can just relax all day. What a thoughtful gift, said Papa. It was Honey's idea, said Sister. Thank you, Honey, said Papa, giving all his thoughtful cubs a big hug. I'd like to spend the day just watching football, said Papa. It's Father's Day, said Mama. You could do whatever you like. Wow, said Papa, sitting down in his easy chair in front of the TV. I could get used to this. Papa cashed in his gift certificates, and the Cubs set to work. Their first job was washing the car. They got out buckets, soap, cloths, and the garden hose. They scrubbed and washed and rinsed, but the car still seemed a little dirty. Papa, they called. We're having trouble. Can you help us? Of course, he said, looking things over. You just need more elbow grease. I'll show you. So Papa and the Cubs scrubbed and washed and rinsed together, and that when they were done, the car was bright and clean and shiny. You go and relax now, Papa, said the Cubs. We'll do the rest. Their next job was cleaning up the wood chips in Papa's shop. The Cubs got out dustpans, brooms, and a shop vacuum and set to work. They swept and cleaned and vacuumed, but the shop still looked a little dirty. Papa, they called, we're having trouble. Can you help us? Of course, he said, looking things over. You just need to give it a little more oomph. I'll show you. So Papa and the Cubs swept and cleaned and vacuumed together. When they were done, the shop was spick and span. You go and relax now, Papa, said the Cubs. We'll do the rest. Their next job was spreading grass seed on the bare spots in the lawn. The Cubs got out rakes and bags of seed. Brother raked the hard-packed earth while Sister and Honey spread the seed. But they soon got tired. There were still a lot of bare spots left. Papa, they called. We're having trouble. Can you help us? Of course, he said, looking things over. You just need more muscle power. I'll show you. So Papa and the Cubs raked and spread the seed. When they were done, every bare spot on the lawn was covered with new seed. You go and relax now, Papa, said the Cubs. We'll do the rest. But Papa shook his head. Actually, he said, I'm getting bored just watching TV. It's more fun doing things with you. What shall we do next? How about a game of baseball, said Brother. Perfect, said Papa. So the whole family played ball. Brother, Sister, and Honey took turns pitching, batting, and fielding. Papa was catcher, and Mama was the ump. A wonderful Father's Day was had by all. At bedtime, the Cubs took turns jumping off their beds onto a big cushion. It isn't fair, said Brother, as Papa helped him into his pajamas. There's a Mother's Day and a Father's Day. Why isn't there a Cubs Day? Papa smiled at Mama Bear. I haven't the faintest idea, he said. Papa and Mama tucked the Cubs in and turned out the light. Did you have a good Father's Day, Papa? Asked Sister. Yes, sweetie, said Papa, kissing her, Brother, and Honey goodnight. The best Father's Day ever. Well, boys and girls, that is the very end of our show for today. I hope you had a great time listening to our books and songs. And if you want to check out these and more, always be sure to check out your local library for tons of books and music CDs. And I will see you guys next Sunday. Bye-bye.
So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a lot more stories to tell. Let's get together real soon at story time. At story time. At story time.